So this morning when I was chatting to Andy about like our sermon, because Andy was supposed to be doing that sermon this morning, and we had an idea together of having a bit of an interactive like sermon this morning, and it's, as we are part of a community, we are part of a brotherhood and sisterhood in here, and I said to him, like, why we don't do all this, why we don't do this together, you know, like, you're not here, so we do that together as a one body, as one, you know, with one body, one faith. So, to think about Father's Day, so, like I opened the service this morning talking about that. For some it's a good, very good day, but for some it can be also a hard day to celebrate. So the question that we have this morning is, like, how can you see the paternity heart of God the Father in your life? That's the question for us to think about today. And in this interactive time, you're going to have like the possibility to share with us whether it's a testimony or something that you've seen happening in your life. And, you know, we do this together and we encourage one another in this day as we celebrate Father's Day. And I'm going to start. I'm going to give the first step. And it's a very brief like testimony for what happened probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. Many of you know I'm not actually British. I was born in Brazil and I came to Britain to do missionary work. And in the middle of the process, I came from a very complicated, my biological family is very complicated. And we always had our differences and everything. So I never liked my father because he barely spoke to me when I was a kid, you know. And I never liked him, and it's a very tough subject. And I came to Britain, and when I came to Britain, we had a meltdown, and I was left by my family. And that brought me back to when I joined mission. When I joined mission in Y1, I remember that I was still discovering my faith, and I was in that spirit of, you know, I want to discover everything that God has for me in that spirit. And I remember that one of the words said that I remember that God said to me at that time was, I will never leave you nor abandon you. You will always have a place on my table. And I remember that word, and I always kept that word for myself, you know, always remembering when I was doing my missionary course and my trainings about that word, I'll never leave you or abandon you. Wherever you are, I'm with you. And of course I came to Britain, and with all the challenges, God had a plan. And I don't think it was like coincidence that God sent me in Derby, because I was adopted by a British family. And nowadays I have Rob and Sandy, which is like an amazing couple. And for the first time in 21 years, I was actually learning what it's actually to be in a family and to be in a place where I feel that I belong. That's a place that I can call home. And with all the challenges of, you know, of life, because, you know, I've been going through in this battle with the Home Office to stay in the country and all of that. Sometimes it's very easy to be discouraged, because that's what they wanted you to feel tired and discouraged, so then you can quit. And I one day I woke up on a Monday and I was like, I can't believe the week is starting again. I'm so discouraged of my work. I'm so discouraged of what I'm doing. Seems like I'm not getting anywhere and everything. And I arrived at the Y1 base, and they just were given this brand new dining room table. It's huge, like, it's huge. And I remember I was tired and I was like, God, just give me a sign that you are with me, you know, because I'm discouraged. I'm like, I want to quit. I want to stop. I want to give up. And I literally, like, walked inside the worship, because it was worship morning. And I saw these things on the table, looked like some bread and some stuff. And I was like, well, maybe they're going to share communion together. We're going to share communion together as a, you know. And I sat down and they started playing some worship songs. We started worship. And then suddenly the person that was leading, she said, like, so this morning, we're going to be doing the Father's table in here. And if you take a look at the table, she said, there is all sorts of food. And I didn't pay attention, but there was so much food in there. There was fruits, cakes, cheese, everything you could imagine. It was on the table, wine. And I looked at the table, and I was like, oh, wow. And then as she was ministering, you know, like, and she said, like, and we're going to keep playing the worship songs. But that's the moment that God invites you to sit at his table as a son, as a daughter. It's your time to sit down and feast with him. And I remember, like, a few weeks ago, when she said that, suddenly I burst into tears and I started to cry. Like, I was literally sobbing, like, and the worship songs were playing, and I was literally sobbing. Because it was like a film in my head when I saw that table full of food and knowing that the Father was inviting me to sit down there and feast with him in that place that was for me, that chair was for me because he was waiting for me to sit down at that table, was like remembering the promises he made me when I was starting my mission journey, that he would never leave me or forsake me. Even though sometimes I might feel alone or not kind of fully see him, he never left. He's still there, you know. And I remember that I went and I sat down at the table and I couldn't eat anything because I was like, I was crying so much. And as God was talking to me, like, do you, and I felt like so embraced because I literally feel he's saying, like, you know, I've been waiting for you to sit on the table with me for a while. And it's time for you to feast with me, because in this table you are loved, you are accepted, and you know that in my house there will be always a room and a place for you to sit down and feast with me. So after that, like, I felt so encouraged, and I felt so, you know, I felt that God was really sharing that with me and being very, you know, reminding me of his love and his paternity, that my biological family could have left me and abandoned me to a certain extent. But his faithfulness is still there, because he didn't leave me. And he will always have a place for me. And I can see his hands when he brought me to Derby, and now that I have a family, and I can see his care in the little things, because that's the little things that makes a difference. So that's my testimony of the Father's table that happened to me a few weeks ago, that reminded me of how wonderful is the Father's heart. So does anybody else have any experience or any testimony of how they see the care of God, of, you know, God the Father in their lives?
I don't know how we can follow that one, actually, Kayo. But my father, he was a strict man, but one of his policies was that if you sort of help somebody, he was an engineer, Royces, and he was often tinkering about with cars and things, and quite often, you know, he'd be helping somebody and they'd want to pay him. He said, no, I've done this for you, you go and help someone else. And that was his philosophy, that if you help someone along the way, fair enough.
That's lovely, thank you.
I just want to say that I didn't actually speak to my dad for 12 years because of my marriage, and now we're just kind of getting back to being a father-daughter relationship, and that feels rather weird, to be honest, but a blessing anyway. Thank you.
Thank you. So, just for a few minutes, and let's just, you know, have a moment that we close our eyes and just thank God, you know, for this paternity, because if we think all the love that was given to us, the love that He expressed through the cross, let's just thank Him for all that unconditional love. You know, of course, it's Father's Day and it's a kind of a human kind of day, and it's not, you know, it doesn't kind of actually mean anything for Him. But let's just spend like a minute or two, just each one of us, like individually, doing our own personal prayer and thanking God for His paternity and fidelity throughout our lives. Father, we thank You for all this unconditional love that You have for us. Your love for us that was so, so big, that was expressed on the cross, Jesus. We thank You. Sometimes, God, we can't imagine how much it costed You, that big sacrifice. And in this Father's Day, Jesus, we thank You, God. We thank You for that sacrifice and for that unconditional love. And for those at the moment, God, who doesn't have a father figure in their lives, God, that they're going to feel, God, embraced by You, God, and feel Your Father's loving arms around them right now, Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.